one, two, three, instead of one, two, three. My parents struggled to distinguish the difference between where and where. Yet my friends are the same people who are rising college freshmen, and my parents are people with this prestigious degrees in engineering and accounting. English is just a language, not a measure of intelligence. Nowadays, people often use English as a meter stick for them to measure one's intelligence. The less foreign you sound or the faster you're able to speak English is often associated with the more intelligent you are. You speak English fast. You speak English well. You don't have an Asian accent. These are typically the most common compliments that I would receive after a short conversation with someone. These compliments are often based off of the typical assumption that English symbolizes wealth, intelligence, and experience. I speak English well. I speak English fast. I don't have an Asian accent. But does that mean that I'm better or smarter than any one of you? Not at all. Let me give you an example. My dad, he's right there. My dad is an engineer. Well, my dad's English is far from perfect. But my dad grew up in the post-war era in Vietnam where work and war were favored over education. But he still managed to earn an engineering degree at that time. If you look at my dad's personal life and educational journey, he sounds like a pretty smart and educated person, right? But there's been multiple instances in the US where my dad has been looked down upon because of his imperfect English. In contrast to my dad, me, when I come back to my home country, Vietnam, I'm seen as this amazing, perfect figure. Why, you might ask? Simply because I know English. A person's intelligence should not be judged based on their English. For example, Jack Ma, the co-founder and chairman of Alibaba Group. He speaks English with a strong Chinese accent, but he's the richest man of China. Marie Kondo, she leads and hosts a Netflix series about tidying up alongside with an interpreter. So what do these people have in common? Well, they're educated people, they're passionate, and they're talented. But they also happen to not speak perfect English. So another example is an Excel sheet. An Excel sheet will carry out calculations on my command, but it will not tell me what to do. A language is simply a language, and numbers are simply numbers. Let's compare this to the education system. Around the world today, many students are stressed out about test scores and exams, including myself. So, what do these numbers mean? Well, the education system around the world has made numbers and exams and test scores a standard measurement of a student's intelligence. Well, the truth is, these numbers don't really mean anything. Well, at least they don't measure your intelligence. Because in the words of Bill Gates, I failed in some subjects and exams, but my friend passed in all. Now he's an engineer in Microsoft, and I'm the owner of Microsoft. So, see, numbers are just numbers, and a language will simply be a language. But English is still a very important language. English is one of the most respected, universally useful language in the world. So, the next time you're thinking of judging somebody based on their English proficiency, just remember that an engineer might struggle to differentiate between where and where. But that same engineer could be the one who studied for more than 16 years of his life and is currently the CFO of a world-known company. Thank you.